with the Irish Show. That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to a Notre Dame fan Twitter answers a question about their faith in Marcus Freeman and the direction of the Notre Dame football program edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Johnny Boy out as well. Notifications on it, where you alert it every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, rat, Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishandy@gmail.com. Audio only anywhere you want it. You can get it if you don't want to see my face. I understand that. Call in lines, 312-988-15. You dialed up. Tell Johnny all you've heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. USA Today, Irish Wire. Read all about it. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former captain, leading tackler, by the way, Mike Goolsby and myself breaking it all down. All right. Welcome in, welcome back. You know me, I'm all about you. I'm always testing the fan waters here. I want to see what you guys think and feel at all different points of Notre Dame football. I genuinely want to know and always have a pulse of like where the majority of the people are at, or if there's differing factions, figuring out why and how many people are over here and why. It's a good thing to do early in the year too. That's why I wanted to do this. I'm going to do these over time and kind of test them out and see how we feel as we move through the months. So as we start spring, it's a perfect time to ask these questions. So let's bring up Twitter, go over what I put, and look at the responses, shall we? Let's check it out. All right. I say, are you confident Notre Dame is trending in the right direction under Freeman? Almost 90% of respondents say yes. 3% say no. 7.5% say not sure. We're just under 1,000 votes. I put this out yesterday. So just under what, 950? Just under 1,000 votes. We have a 90% say that they feel confident. So that kind of gives you an idea. Now, let's be fair. Could this be... it's spring. Everybody's in a good mood. They saw one practice they liked. Like there's no losses yet. Everybody's in a good mood. Could it be that? Sure. Everybody who follows my show knows I was one of the first people, and I challenge anyone to find a YouTube video in the Notre Dame niche that said Freeman's going to be that guy here and he should be that guy here sooner than I did. Go back and look. You're not going to find it. I was the first guy on that train. So maybe some of my people gravitated to me because they feel that way about Freeman too. I'm open to that there may be a little bias in this. And I think the spring one has more to do with it than me wanting Freeman very early on. He was here a month as the DC under Kelly, and all the things I was hearing about how he was recruiting and communicating behind the scenes, I came on here and said, don't lose him. Keep him around. And when Kelly leaves, make him head coach. So I really do think it has more to do with maybe spring. Everybody's in a good mood. But let's look at some of the actual typed out responses. This should be interesting. Dose laps. I feel like I need to check myself with my optimism, but instead I'll drink the green Kool-Aid and have the heavy whiskey on hand in case it goes differently than I project. Irish fan 76, very hard to tell. Recruiting isn't where we thought it'd be. His best win is 9-4 Clemson team. Some horrible losses. Adam Dowling, week one is everything. There you go, man. Adam, man, we're always talking about that week one. Sports Talk Drew, not sure yet at best. NDNation.com guy, about as confident as Jack's ability to fairly judge uniform providers. The Gipper himself, all in. I have $2,000 on the Irish to win the Natty this year instead of the $1,000 I placed each year since 93. Joseph, I'd give him an 80-year extension now. Wow. Joseph's a believer. Fighting Irish faithful, who are the no people? Kelly Homers? There's another believer. Steven Arado, always a regular on the morning show. The offensive line needs to play like Maulers. They do that. Playoffs. Home game in South Bend. Party at Johnny's. I told everybody I'm having a party. If Notre Dame wins a title again and I'm alive doing this show, I'm renting a place somewhere to party and you're all invited. I don't know where. We'll figure it out when we get there, but we're partying on me. Let's go. Metaphorical perspective. Wow, that's fancy. I'm expecting something fancier. Yes, with all the changes in college football transfers, NIL ramped up, social media, the head coaching job is 100 times more energy driven than 10 years ago. You need a young, high energy coach. Freeman skills lean into this. He's learning as a game coach. Some big learning, painful events. Matthew Davidson, results aren't quite there yet, but his recruits are finally replacing Kelly's guys, and the culture shift around the program and the entire athletics department is much needed. I agree with that, and I feel those changes too. VZ, he's done everything right so far except in game management play calls. He'll get better with this and be just fine. Win the day. He's over his skis at Notre Dame. Hunter, it's the staff, much upgraded. Vel, totally. Isn't not sure the same as no? No, because no means I've already made up my mind. No means I've already made up my mind. I'm not a believer in Freeman. And I get some of those messages on my morning show. I don't know means I want to see more before I make a final opinion. I'm open to it either way. So I do think this is interesting. I don't know how much of it has to do with spring optimism, but you got 90% of people that are ready to buy in. So I thought it'd be 75. That's kind of the area I was thinking would be like 75%, maybe even 80, something like that. And I think a lot of people might be waiting to see what happens this year. It's a big year. People feel really good about the roster, really good about the staff. People expect big things this year. So listen, I'm seeing big picture and small picture markers of things that indicate to me Notre Dame's going in the right direction. With the roster, with certain behind the scenes things, with admin, like all these different moving parts, I'm seeing it. It's got to translate to wins for everybody to want to believe or be able to believe. And I totally and completely understand that. Like, even though I'm on the books as a Freeman guy and I wanted him to get this job, and people have told me, John, you're on the hook with this. You can't really flip-flop off of Freeman. You went in so hard on wanting him to get the job. You're like tethered to him, and you're going to look bad if he does bad and look good if he ends up doing good. I understand all that. He's got to get better. You can't have no 10-man mistakes. You can't have the end of a half in a big game and we're messing up timeouts and taking knees and doing weird stuff. Like, you can't do that. What I wish people would understand is, certain people need to understand, I could be a supporter of Freeman and want him to succeed and like him personally way more than the last guy, all of that. And admit at the same time, Freeman's not a finished product and he's got to get better and tighten things up. But I don't understand why certain people refuse to accept this. Just because he's my guy and I want him to succeed and all that doesn't mean that he's absolved from mistakes and that it's okay to have 10 men on the field in the biggest game you've had in like 10 years at home, whatever. Obviously, that stuff's not okay. I'm just saying, I'm seeing markers going in the right direction. If you don't want to believe till you see different results, I totally understand that. Given Notre Dame, let's be honest here, Notre Dame people. given the results we've had in the last 30-something years, every year that my brain's capable of understanding college football at a level other than just being a kid, it has not gone well for Notre Dame. And usually, the bigger the moment, the bigger we fail. And the more magnificent the fail. Somehow, we end up outstaging ourselves in bad ways. Like, that has been the history that's in people my age mind. People my age aren't remembering 88, 93 and all this stuff in Joe Montana. Like, I'm not my dad. And I'm definitely not my grandpa remembering all the stuff that happened when this book was made called Frank Leahy and the Fighting Irish. So I am never going to be the one telling people if they have a valid reason to be wary on something. Hold back on believe it till you have the evidence. That's totally fine. But I'm always honest with you guys about everything. And I'm telling you, we're not there yet, but I'm seeing the markers. We're going in the direction that I want. Is it fast enough? No, it's never fast enough. Is the roster exactly what I want? No. How do you get there? Recruiting? Well, we're not there yet. Whatever. I'm just saying, I'm seeing this trending in a bunch of checkmark areas in the right direction. And one of my biggest fears with all of these big scale college football changes was that we just fall. There's so many big changes so fast, and Notre Dame's notoriously slow moving to the trends in college football. I had a fear we were just going to get left in the dust. And that really hasn't happened. And I think Freeman deserves a lot of credit for that, for being so energetic, young, and modern to know what's going on in the landscape and have an accurate idea and his ability to communicate that to the powers that be above him to get things done. So I give Notre Dame credit on that. This could have been a period they fall so far behind, it's a lost cause. They're not there. They've done the things enough to stay competitive here for now. So that's where I see it. So I think we're getting some spring optimism here at 90% that feel good about the direction. How much of that has to do with the staff? That's the other thing. People love the staff, and so do I. That gives people a lot of comfort, especially if you're nervous about Freeman still learning and all that. When you have Al Golden and Denbrock, those are two guys we trust. So really interesting. I'm going to ask this again, maybe when we get past spring ball and past blue and gold, see how people feel. Do it in August when camp ramps up, and then do it after Texas A&M, see how we do there. I don't know. But really interesting experiment. I love hearing what you guys think. Feel free to call me. Let me know what you think. Also, on those call-in shows, if you have a Notre Dame ID and I'm not live, you can always leave a voicemail. I didn't even know I had that feature, and I accidentally found it. And there were a bunch of drunk, angry voicemails after Iowa State that I couldn't. I would play it live for content if I could, but every other words, I can't play it. But if anybody ever wants to just leave me voicemails, the funnier they are, the more I'll play them. Whatever you want to do. Oh, man. In today's fast-paced digital age, seamless and secure transactions for your business aren't a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. That's where your friends at Paisly step in. Paisly's in the business of making your business run smoother, not just as a payment processor, but as a true partner in your success and growth. Paisly's platform is intuitive. The fees are transparent, security ironclad, processing instant, and the support team is unmatched. If you're looking to take your business to the next level anywhere in the United States, call one of the all-stars of Always Irish Radio, Chicago's very own Tom Frawley, at 773-332-7742 or email him tom@paisleypartners.com for a personalized payment processing consultation addressing your unique business needs. And be sure to tell them Always Irish sent you.